Good morning, everyone. I am Editor-in-Chief Adeline Harper here with this week's Pinch of Positivity. Now, I apologize for a few voice cracks. My throat's a little raspy, so, you know, just kind of ignore any kind of voice cracks that might happen. But anyways, so to be quite honest, I have been swamped in work recently, like every single day. Anytime I get home from school, you know, the past break, I wasn't even really taking a break. I was working on scholarships, tons of them, because I need the money, and college is expensive, and any kind of financial aid will help, because I really don't want to take out loans for college, because, you know, that's how you end up in debt. Obviously, I will if I have to, but scholarships are always good, and yes, I qualify for HOPE, but HOPE doesn't cover, you know, like food and housing and any other kind of tuition, or, well, it does cover tuition, but not like books, you know, that kind of stuff. The stuff that you might need for class that's not just attending the school. But I've been super swamped during these past few weeks. Crazy swamped. You know, people will be like, oh, what have you been doing? You know, what have you been up to? You know, how was your break? And I'll be like, oh, it was busy, you know? And they'll be like, oh, well, what did you do? Probably expecting me to, you know, talk about going somewhere. And I'll be like, oh, you know, just applying for scholarships. Because that's really all what I've been doing. But I have been able to take a little break here and there. And recently, I started picking up reading again. Which is crazy. You know, you would think that the editor-in-chief would read a little bit more. But I didn't. I used to read a ton when I was younger. Like, a ton. I started reading when I was, like, 2, maybe. And I kept reading all the way up until, like, I don't know, maybe 8th grade, I think, is when I kind of stopped reading as much. But in 6th grade, I remember we had this competition to see, like, who could read the most, and for each book that you read and took a test on, you would get a little, like, star, and you could put it next to your name. I think it was, so you would have your name, and then you would have, like, 60 boxes that you could put stars in, or one star for each box. And I remember I filled up those 60 lines 3 times, like, throughout the whole school year. I loved reading. And to be quite honest, you know, I think that devices and phones, that kind of stuff, took me away from reading. And thankfully, recently, I have gotten back into it. A few weeks ago, I went to the library because my mom was like, hey, you know, I just kind of want some time to myself in the house. Can you go out for a bit? I was like, okay, sure. I guess. But I was, again, you know, working on scholarships at my house. So I was like, well, I can't really stop right now. So I guess I'll just go to the library and I'll keep working on scholarships. And when I got there, I ended up being really, really intrigued by this one book, which was, what was it? I forgot what it was called. It was called, like, Childhood Memories. Or stories of a wildlife biologist. And it was, like, on display, like one of the featured books, which called to me because I want to be a wildlife biologist when I, you know, graduate from college. I'm going to go in to college and get a degree in wildlife biology. And I was like, wow, that's so cool, you know? So I went and I got it and I checked it out and I signed up for a library card. I used to have one when I was younger, but, you know, that was back when I was, like, 11 or something. So I got another one, and, you know, since I'm, like, 18, I didn't have to have anybody there to help me sign up or whatever. So I got one, and I checked out the book, and then I went and I searched, and I got a few more. However, the other books were all, like, nonfiction. I really like to read nonfiction books, any kind of, like, self-help books are really interesting. Any, like, DIY books are also really interesting. You know, And at that point, I sat down and I forgot about my scholarships. I sat down and I just started reading. And I was like, wow, this is really nice, you know? Because I'm not feeling unproductive doing nothing, you know? I'm not feeling unproductive just scrolling on my phone, but I'm also not stressing myself out with writing a bunch of essays and, you know, trying to apply to stuff and see when deadlines are and all this other stuff. And it was great. I loved it. It was so nice. I forgot what it was like. It was so good. So obviously I had to return the books after a few weeks, but almost every weekend I've been going back and getting more books to read. Again, they're all like self-help books, I guess, or nonfiction books. There's been ones about like meditation that I've read, how to write, you know. I like a lot of psychology books and reading like, you know, how to deal with difficult people. I guess those are really interesting because it also just helps you like learn about yourself. Any kind of like wildlife books, photography books I've read. There's this one book called The Power of Writing It Down, which I really liked, which was like basically it was about journaling exercises, and just like, you know, how to write stuff down no matter like what you're feeling. It was really good. And I guess that's the moral of the story, is read some books, you know, even if you don't like it, just go and try, go and read it, you know, or at least take the trip to the library. If you live here in Peachtree City, you'll know we have the Peachtree City Library. We have the school library. At least go look around, you know? Maybe you'll see something interesting, you know? And it's okay if you don't get anything, obviously, but try. That's all I can say is try, because it's made my life a lot better within the few weeks of being able to read something and enjoy it, you know? And maybe it can help you too. Who knows? Just go to the library, try it out, read a book. Who knows what will happen? Well, once again, thank you so much for listening. I am Editor-in-Chief Adeline Harper, and to read more, go to theprowlernews.org and make sure to follow us on social media at SMHS Prowler. Thank you so much.